Byron Pickett on Red Biglins.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Welcome everybody to your Triple M Bump on this lovely Wednesday here in South Australia. My guests are very, very excited to be on the show. Bernie Vinch joins us. Good afternoon to you, young Bern, and Rhett Biglins joins us. G'day, Biggles. Nice to have you back on board, young man.
Great to be here, mate. Geez, you sound like KG with that intro then on this lovely Thursday morning.
KG.
I didn't stumble.
Now, Roo and Ditz are away. Limo, we can't find.
AWOL.
Yeah.
AWOL and Rundle Mall.
No idea where he is, Biggles.
AWOL and Rundle Mall doing laps.
That typical of the young man. Look, we've got plenty to get through. Port Adelaide got vengeance on their reigning premiers. We'll talk about that. The Crows, best start of the year since 2017 grand final. I want Biggles' opinion on that. Tex wants to stay in Adelaide. Hurry up and get his contract ready, chaps. Lockie Scholl, he was outstanding. Bad news down at the Crows AFLW, their big grand final this weekend. No Chelsea Randall. We'll discuss that. Where is Collingwood at the moment? Where's their season heading? Ben Cunnington's one match ban. Worst injuries you've ever seen, and pressures mounting on Stephen Cognigliò's future as a club captain.
Who?
The Cog.
No, what's his full name? Say it again.
Stephen Cognigliò. Shut up, you chunkhead.
Have a third go, mate.
Let's get underway. Biggles, Port Adelaide. Couple of boys went down, but geez, they played some finals like football against Richmond.
Well, in hindsight, when you look at Dersma's injury, when it was live at the ground, I was sitting on the boundary line when it happened, and the speed of that action, like you can see it in slow-mo with that knee, and you think, oh, in slow-mo, it's not too bad. The speed and the force of what he went at the football with, he actually feared for the ultimate worst. So 10 weeks with that slight surgery to correct him, which he had during the week, isn't a bad result, Byrne.
Nah, sir, and you could see how upset or visibly upset he was on the bench. And normally, before the commentators know, before everyone knows, the player has been told about the injury. So that's why I felt the worst as well.
Because it was an
it looked
ACL.
Like he'd been said, probably done your ACL, mate. You could see him. He was actually really upset on the bench, crying and everything. But this is a really good result for Port Adelaide. But geez, it was the walking wounded there at one stage, wasn't it? Zach Butter's also gone under
Razio.
The knife as well. There was people limping around. But Rosie was
the changes to the wings, though. Isn't that the biggest positive for Port Adelaide? Now Dersma going from wing back to cover off and help out his defence and get some run and then hit the scoreboard as well. So the wings are vital at the moment for sides that are improving. Same with Adelaide. They're doing the same with Lockie Scholl. We'll get to him in a minute. But their wings are really good to making the improvement of the side.
So he's brave, isn't he?
Who?
Dersma.
Fearless. Oh, he's fearless, Byrne.
I saw him go back with the flight a couple of times as that opposite side wingman. Wingman in front of
what was that?
Tom,
what was it called?
Wingman. Tom Lynch and Jack Rewater all coming out. These guys hit hard when you're coming back, and he was just fearless. Took a couple of really good grabs, so he'll be sorely missed. But
brave for a tap dancer, isn't he?
Yes. Hey, good call, Biggles. I told you to bring the funny stuff.
That's
very good.
Can't move.
But yes, he's going to be sorely missed. But the depth at Port Adelaide is very, very good. So you'd expect
who fills their roles then? Well, Dersma and Butters.
Tommy Rockliffe probably comes back in, and who knows, half forward Robbie Gray might go up to a wing, or someone else will get pushed up. There's a lot of players that play multiple positions in that team, which is a real strength.
Yeah, Woodcock can come in and kick some goals as well. He's been emergency, so he's sniffing around the edges.
Splinter dick. Yeah. He'd be a good little bit.
Oh, Splinter.
The great Roger Woodcock from Norwood. Nickname was.
Was it really?
Number 10 for Norwood. He was a superstar.
Wouldn't you hate to get a splinter in your finger?
How much time did you boys spend on the bench as your young footballers coming up playing at the highest level?
Young footballers?
When you started out, did you spend a bit of time on the bench?
Well,
have a bench at Stansbury.
What's that, Bern?
When my first game at Adelaide, I played 16%. That was when if you're on the bench, you're on the bench. Jeez. I came on for the last few minutes of each quarter, basically.
And Biggles? Rotating?
I made a living sitting on the bench. me and Clarky. God, it was fantastic.
Clarky.
Get snakes alive and lollies. And
that's why he stands
Blanky,
up on radio,
get a quad rub
his
every second.
Sore.
Fantastic. And then all of a sudden come on for 5 minutes, throw a few hit outs here and there, boom.
Back off again.
Where's my paycheck?
Get your blankie on.
Where's my cash?
Actually, speaking of paychecks,
yeah.
Where's Az for doing this show?
Oh, no. Well, here we go,
this is,
family.
This is the question note of...
We are the bump.
I've just let slide for a while.
Let it go, Burn.
We're out of COVID now, Jars, and I heard there's a big budget being thrown, well, all our budget being thrown at Biggles to get in today.
Oh, righto, yeah. Now, a little bit of chicken salt on the chips, that's about it.
Oh!
Are we surprised about the Adelaide Crows start so far, knowing that they've got a bit of an easier type draw in the first 6 weeks?
AFL have rigged that draw to build, obviously... some momentum, no doubt. Yeah. They do that. Without doubt, they're going to go, we need the Adelaide market. There's a soft draw for them. But still, they had to get, they had to win them.
Mm.
And they had to beat Geelong. That was a very good win round
no
one.
No one saw
that. Was a very, very good win. But yeah, the other games, like you'd almost expect them to win the games they've won. They obviously lost to Sydney in round two. They're actually a very much improved side too, Jars. But then they beat the Suns, who we thought they'd beat. And then, obviously, on the weekend, they beat North Melbourne, who are really struggling. So, a very soft draw, yes, but you got to just beat who you're playing, Jars. And their next few weeks, geez, they could almost be 5 or 6.
You're
and
bullish. You're bullish about them.
But in saying that, then they do have to start playing the tougher side. So, I mean, well, they've beaten the teams they should have.
Frio's a big challenge Sunday. They were, you know, if they kick straight, they could tear teams apart, but we'll get to that a little bit later on.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, big Texan, our boy Texan, now was written off all of last year, probably since the 2017 grand final. And then he stood down as club captain because he's selfless. And can you believe, is it because the rules have changed and the way we move the ball that's made him the number one player in the competition?
I reckon it's mindset. I put it back to the same last year of your brother. When your brother played in his last year, I was a teammate of mine, had an unbelievable year, and he knew he was going to retire, I reckon. And the game, that his last game that he played is an elimination final against Carlton at the MCG when he had everyone crying because no one knew, except I think he knew at the start of the year and the pressure was off, and he tore the season apart. He had a game down in in Tasmania against Hawthorn where he had 40 disposals. And I think this is like... Tex, the pressure's off. He knows it's his last. He's just playing footy. He's going to have one of the best years of his entire career.
Jars, did you know that Darren was going to retire?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
So that's Biggles is onto it.
Yeah, Biggles is absolutely spot on. And Darren said it was the most enjoyable year he had.
And look at this is, the pressure's this is off. Mark II. Fud Jarman
on Tex. Do you want Tex to stay on? Does he deserve another contract or just finish up end of the year on a high?
So the old last year of the contract, you pull your finger out and play well. That's a lot of players do that, Jars. But no, I think he needs to go on. And you don't never want to see someone go. He's only 30, Biggles.
Yeah.
30 years of age. Mm. So, I mean, I feel like he needs to go on. This is what he said about it during the week.
Look, I love Tex. But I'll say this, and I just wonder also whether it's time that Tex went back to the SNFL and got things right.
Oh, that's something that obviously Dogger and TLA will look after. Dogger. But, mate, I really want to stay and play on next year, so that's...
Good. Excellent.
Hey, right, so the key words there wasn't I want to play on or not play on. It was I want to stay. So if they don't give him a contract, will he look elsewhere, Jars? That was the language I picked up.
Well, that's what you've been saying also.
Well, I just feel like he's probably got another... I reckon he's definitely got another year. It'll just be a one-year contract, and we'll suck it and see how he goes. And this year, he's proven that he can make it still play at the level, and he's only 30.
Are we locking in Lachie Scholl as a top three BNF winner for the Adelaide Crows this year at the moment?
I loved his last quarter. How good was his last quarter? I'm getting on board with that. It's a strange system how he can get nominated last year.
Yeah, I agree.
And Sam Sturt's another bloke who did that at Fremantle. Mm-hmm. He got nominated round one last year, kicked three, and then he's going to get nominated again. So how does that
12.
Work?
So 12 players have done it in history, Biggles, and you qualify. If you're 20 on the 1st of January, you can still qualify if you've played under 10 games. So it suits players players that come in, play pretty well in 3 or 4 games, then they might get injured or go out. They get nominated, obviously, and it's another season, but they're still under 20 and still under 10 games. So you can actually be nominated 3 times if you go well in your first year.
Have a look at him go there with his homework. It's the first time he's done homework since reception at Stansbury Primary.
Oh, there it is.
Outstanding. And that was a colouring in comp that he got runner-up in.
Yeah. I had to paint a dinosaur, and I went outside the lines as well.
Did you?
Still won it. I love Lockie's
shoulder. I love Lockie's shoulder because his foot skills. Yeah, and that last kick inside 450 is so important in today's game, man. He's got it.
Connection to forwards, Jars. That's wingman very, very important.
Another wingman cashing in. And isn't he in the mould of D-Mac at the moment, what he does?
And he has the
career of D-Mac, the Adelaide Footy Club. Look out.
Does Lockie Scholl remind you of Kelly from GWS, that type of player? How they move?
Yeah, he just glides.
I know, I love Kelly.
Works hard.
Boys, good stuff. Let's talk about the Crows AFLW team into another grand final. Their third in 5 years. They do a wonderful job. Matty Clark's done a great job down there, but there's always a bad story. There's always bad luck in football. Yeah. Captain Chelsea Randall ruled out, got concussed last week in the prelim final. Does that threaten their chances on Saturday against the Brisbane Lions?
Yeah, you hope not. But, let me just read, speaking of homework, Biggles, just read you this. Chelsea Randall playing for Adelaide, 24 wins, 7 losses.
Ooh.
Percentage for those wins, 183%.
You didn't do math.
Chelsea Randall missing 3 wins, 5 losses, going at 80%. Oh. So, I mean,
she's
a big loss.
Mate. She's very
stick your maths right where the sun doesn't shine, because the only thing that the women's team for Adelaide won't take into consideration is complacency. That's what could cost them. If they're complacent, that'll get them rolled. It'd be very similar.
Theirs to lose.
Yep.
Biggles, you reckon?
But the other side of it is there's inspiration to become 3-time premiership players with Hoffey and the likes of Flipper and that. If they can, that's inspiration in a team amongst themselves.
They have to go hard on tagging Erin Phillips. She's a big game player and she stands up in all finals.
Yep, they will. They'll have to shut her down, but she's a superstar. Now, standalone grand final, should this be played on a Monday night?
They got clear air, Saturday afternoon.
Clear air.
Yeah, but about all those young girls that are playing local community football around the country, Biggles and Byrne, they're going to miss out. Greg Phillips' daughter, Greg Phillips, who coaches the Smosh A-grade women's team, he's got to make a decision on Saturday. Do I go and coach the girls or do I go and watch my daughter play in another grand final? That's what's happened.
That's the argument. You can't please everyone, Jars. You can't.
So why not on a Monday night? Give him clear air, mate. It's just a thought. I just threw it out there. That's all.
Yeah. Not a bad thought for you, especially.
Thanks, Biggs.
First time I've heard.
Some of yours are really bad.
Standalone.
Limo's just joined us. Have you ever heard a good thought come out of Andrew Jarman's mouth?
It's one of Jarman's. Thank you. I insisted I get that applause from now on when I joined the show,
G'day,
Jars.
Mate. Nice to have
where
you on
been,
board.
Mate? Because
you turn up when you want to, mate.
Well, Jars said I wasn't getting enough love on this pod, Biggles, and he's absolutely right. So I now get the round of applause.
So you flew over from Melbourne just to get in and do the pod.
Yes.
And then you fly back.
Got a dash, guys. See you later. Thanks for having me.
Limo, we were chatting about payments for this show a little bit earlier.
Has
any funds hit your account yet?
I haven't received a bloody cent. What's going on?
I don't know. What are we doing here?
Oh, you get your free coffee when you come upstairs.
Oh, I agreed that I would do this.
Yeah.
Oh, you've just reminded me for money.
Yeah, Limo. Chelsea Randall ruled out. Have they got a chance to win the grand final?
Well, it's going to be it's a lot harder without Chelsea Randall. She is the existing star of the team. Erin Phillips is a gun, of course.
Yeah, I know.
But without Chelsea Randall, it's tough. I know she'll be providing support on the sidelines, but it's, of course, not the same. Hey, you know, you were talking about Monday night, Jars, for the granny.
Sir.
There's been a lot of complaints about, you know, the clashes. It is at 2 p.m. Saturday. There's no AFL clash.
Mm.
So surely that's the priority to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an SANFL clash? Saturday afternoon.
There is, but local footy is the one that Newton's just thrown up, which is a very good point. All the local girls are playing, and the inspiration is for the kids coming through. They can't watch it because they're all playing.
Well, I agree with you, Jazz. I think it should be Monday night. I've had a bit of a think about it.
But I'll say this. Do people want to drag their daughters aged 10 to 15 out of the house on a Monday night to go and watch the AFLW Grand Final?
We're in school holidays. Mate. School holidays. Limo. School holidays. And can I throw one more thing at you? Now, the Crows win. So the Crows girls win against Brisbane Lions. Does Chelsea Randall receive a premiership ring?
No. Well, the rules are that you don't, aren't they?
Because that's what they...
But do you know what it needs? The coach needs to stand up there like Luke Beveridge
for
the AFL Grand Final.
He's not got it in him.
Call Chelsea Randall up and hand over his medal.
But then he got it back, I think, so...
In 97...
We don't talk about that.
That's just all for show.
In 97, when we knocked off Port Maggies in the Grand Final in front of 45,000, G. McIntosh was suspended. in the prelim. He got suspended because he did a job off the ball. We gave him our premiership.
What, did he get a job off the ball? Who
well, he
thought?
Did it. Well, he took out.
I remember it.
He took out Stewie Jew.
This sounds out of character.
Yeah, he took out. Well, he accidentally bumped into Stewie Jew, who's just about ready to rip us apart in that prelim. But
with a forearm.
Macca was presented with a grand final premiership medal, even though he didn't play.
So why was he?
I beg your pardon?
Why did he get one if he didn't play?
Because he's Gary Maggot.
Yeah, well, he could have picked on a skinny little kid rather than a British
Max Bashir did a runner.
Max, he could see the elbow coming if he didn't cough up.
Now,
Biggles, the
medal. Where do you see Collingwood season heading? There's so much talk about that he's lost the senior players. He's on death row. Clarko's going to take over next year.
The Cactus. Yeah, that's it, prickly.
Wow.
They're gone. But do you know one of the dramas that you wouldn't be doing is you wouldn't be showing highlights of a quarterfinal win last year when you went over against all odds and destroyed West Coast over there in your back of your minivan, had the camper van set up and stuff like that. They've showed highlights of that this week. Isn't that just pouring a little bit of petrol on West Coast fire? You're about to get mauled by West Coast Friday night by 15 goals.
Yeah.
Don't do
too.
Media about last year.
They're angry giving up a 6-goal lead and getting done by 20 points. West Coast will flog Collingwood this weekend.
Oh, jeez.
My words.
I just don't know. Forward line.
And it just, God, it hurts to see Collingwood struggling, doesn't it?
Yeah, jeez. I just can't sleep.
A question for all of you.
Yes, mate.
How would, watching Collingwood struggle like this, how would Eddie Maguire be reacting to this? Would he be punching the sky, going, oh, let's see him fall to the knees without me, or would he be hurting because he's Collingwood through and through?
And they are. Yeah,
they'd be hurting a bit.
Where's their president? Who is their president?
Well, they haven't got one.
Why aren't they coming out and supporting their senior coach and where they're at? It's silence. And there's nothing out there.
And, Jars, this is what Eddie did for years. Eddie had Bucks' back every single step of the way. Didn't matter what was going on.
Actually saved him. And then they played in the grand final.
Eddie was good at organising a little smoking gun on the grass, you know, like, look over here, boys, look over here. Don't look at the coach.
Yeah, but Bucks knew Ed had his back 110% the whole time. Whereas right now, you're right, I couldn't even name you the bloody president.
But then no one did.
There's a stand-in at the moment.
Exactly right. But anyway, we'll watch this space. But do you think Eagles will just absolutely torch and burn?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, Kane Corn said that, your mate.
Little Studley.
Last year, remember that? They're actually using that for motivation again.
Darcy Moore's injured.
Now, laddies, Stevie May's injury was like he had 8 rounds with Bernie Vince or Biggles in a ring or even you.
You know the most amazing thing about that injury, which was, of course, Tom Hawkins with the tackle on the boundary line?
Yes, right.
To me, the most incredible thing about that injury is that Tom Hawkins made it look like an accident.
He's clever, isn't he?
That was so much skill involved to make that look like an accident. But, I mean, you boys have been there.
I just
there.
Love a little tap on the shoulder afterwards. Yeah, I didn't mean to do it. Sorry, buddy.
I better walk back over and make out I didn't do
I mean,
that.
You guys are the experts. That was deliberate, surely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's white line fever, isn't he?
Great fella, but white line.
Worst injuries. Have you seen anything worse than Stevie May, or have you caught one?
The Henschels was a car wreck. Remember that? They had the green whistle out within 30 seconds, and he said, give me a third green whistle.
And that ruined his career after that.
Peter Cavan.
Oh, yeah, headbutting. Oh. How dare he headbutt Tony Lockett's elbow?
That accidentally, Puggy, just accidentally. Good one.
That was one of the worst.
Then they became teammates.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The biggest one I've seen is probably, this was in a showdown too, Byron Pickett on Red Biglins.
Did Shepherd off the ball, and I reckon Biglins is in chop. Byron Pickett. Biglins has not moved. He is out. And that is a big bump. And
it
Biglins
is a big hit.
Is out cold. So the showdown could be about to explode as Byron Pickett claims another victim in AFL football. This time, we've got to say, very fairly. And there's no doubt that Biglins wasn't expecting the hit. I reckon Biglins should have been a little bit smarter, knowing what was around him.
Well, you've got to be aware. You've got to be aware of what's going on. And you've got to be more aware of certain players who play the game. Byron will take you out if he can, and therefore you've got a responsibility to yourself to be awake.
Look at him! Look at him clap himself.
One arm in the air. When he was getting carried off on the stretcher, he's waving to the crowd. Hello, I've just been knocked out.
Call you my mate.
Yeah, we are, mate.
We're not anymore.
That's a term of endearment. Clapping
yourself.
Like that.
It's not even that good a gag, mate. It's been done 20 times. Oh, every time I walk around Rundle Mall, I see someone from Port Augusta or Port Lincoln or one of these places. Hey, Biglins! That's coming out.
He's
still got bits and pieces on you, Limo.
You actually didn't knock me out. My heart stopped.
Well, why'd you wave to the crowd? Why were you?
Beagles hasn't passed a concussion test since.
It's true. I failed that before that.
You would have been in your little gentle way that you played back in your day.
Oh, yeah. I put a few blokes in hospital. Yeah.
Machine. Absolute machine, Limo.
That's just how I did it.
No one could catch me, so I was fine.
Well, here we go.
Now, pressure mounting on the GWS Stephen Coniglio's leadership.
Who, sorry?
Say it again. Say it one more time. Have another. Have that eighth go.
Coniglio.
Cog. Who's the cog?
Now, Limo.
There's
he's no cooked.
G before the
he's
end.
Cooked as a, he's cooked as a captain. Toby Green has to be announced as their new captain
just
going forward.
Roll the tongue. Coniglio.
Coniglio.
Hey, it's a bit harsh. He's out injured at the moment.
But mate, it was a terrible decision to... Phil Davis was an outstanding captain and set the high standards off
Callum
the field.
Ward as well.
Callum Ward. It was a terrible decision by the football department to give it to young Stephen.
Well, it was all part of the way of keeping Stephen.
But that's
Stephen
wrong.
Coniglio.
It's wrong trying to keep someone to do that.
It was wrong to drop him last year, but I still think they've got a bigger plan.
But look at how they responded. No one gave GWS a chance on the weekend, and Toby Green stepped up like a leader.
Yeah, he's a very good footballer. I don't know that he's your captain, though, Toby Green. Well, because he karate kicks people in the face while he's on the ground. I don't think that's good leadership.
And you don't off stage?
Probably not leadership material.
I mean, I've leapt into the front row a few times with a flying snap kick.
Limo hasn't fly kicked anyone for 2 weeks now.
Five goals in the last 2 weeks, though, as well. So he's 10 goals. He's on fire, Green.
But don't forget, Port Adelaide did this with Ollie Wines.
Yeah.
And I think they'll make that call next year.
So you reckon they'll retract it?
I reckon they will. I reckon they will. Yep, they would have walked away going, wow, look at them respond under Toby.
Yeah. Mm.
It was an inspirational performance. He led that team on his shoulders, and you were like that playing cricket, Byrne.
Bit more of a sample size for me with Toby Green first, thanks.
No, I reckon they should just have an expanded leadership group of 44.
Could have everyone on there, apart from a couple of blokes. Two blokes not on there. Maybe Toby Green not in there.
Toby Green and Coniglio can't stay
all
out
right,
of it.
All right, well, I'll call him the cog.
Cog?
He puts four G's in it.
Who was the best captain you played under or the worst captain you played under, Biggs?
You've had a few. Are you digressing here because you forgot what the next topic is?
No. The one's about, we're going to do BT at the end.
Okay, good stuff. Rupert Bertheris was a good captain, off field and on field.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was very good, old Rupert. Yeah, wasn't he, Limo?
Yeah, he led well off field. Yeah. I know that for sure.
So that's what I'm referring to. Boone, what about you?
I had Roo for a couple of years, but I had Nathan Van Berlo for the majority when
neck.
I was at Adelaide. I thought he was a very good captain. Yeah. He had a really good balance on field and off field, understood what people... You can't have people that are too straight being captain Biggles, can you? Because they just don't understand what happens away from the footy club. And he had a good understanding because I live with him.
What about at Dogger's wedding when the neck, Nathan Van Berlo, who has the largest neck in the history of the universe.
I didn't notice that until now.
Matthew Erickson, Al Pantera, went in with a hot spoon and put it on his neck and he scarred him for life on his neck.
Oh, did he?
Wouldn't you be wrapped with that at a wedding?
He put the spoon above the candle. I was watching
hot candle.
And it was just burning, getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And then just going
bubbling.
Straight on his neck. I've got a massive burn on my arm. Still got a scar here as well from that night.
Oh, sounds like a lot of fun.
Great wedding.
Bonfire party.
Hey, do you prefer a captain who does it on the field or a captain who is good on the yak? See, Luke Hodge is an example of a great leader on the field, but when it came to talking, Hodge was not one of your masters.
You always got to bring back the Hawthorn, don't you?
Yes, I do.
But Luke Hodge was a great captain, as was Gary McIntosh.
Yeah.
Very similar. Didn't like to say too much off field, but on field.
I love captains that lead by example. Yeah. But sort of when you're down, follow me.
Chris McDermott was the same.
Yeah.
Daryl Hart, good. North Adelaide. So I was blessed with some wonderful captains that just did it on the game day.
Were you captain for a while there, Jarvis?
Not at all.
Have you ever been captain of anything, Jarvis?
Not cricket.
The social club?
No, cricket.
Fundraiser?
Cricket.
No. Oh, cricket.
What?
Football. All I did was just play my role.
Yeah, which was?
Just get the agate. Did you have captains in the comedy world? Did you ever have a great captain you played under in the comedy world or anyone?
No.
Nah.
No, there's no cap. It's all about ourselves in the world of comedy.
It's
my
all
own
about
captain,
you, bastard.
And I'm the best captain I've ever had.
Now, Byrne, now let's talk about Triple M's commentary team. Jai Bolter.
Noah Bolter.
Noah Bolter. That's Shai Boltner, Richmond. Noah Bolter is at the Tigers.
Yeah.
And Brian Taylor.
That is Richmond.
Well, go big.
Sorry. Is Tigers. We're going well here. Ben, you want to set this up?
Oh, well, I was doing the special comments for this game. It was at the MCG, Sydney versus Richmond, a couple of weeks ago. And, well, Jay-Z fed some information to the call team. And, well, BT was the one who thought he'd just run with it. And it went all day, Jazz.
Very funny.
Well, he did boot the ball, actually. And Caddy tracks it over Jay-Z.
Noah Bolter, fellas, you mentioned him. He said at a function on Tuesday night that his eyesight is so poor, he can't tell which of his teammates is kicking him the footy. He needs laser eye surgery. He can't see the man.
Come on. Oh. Hard enough game to play without being out of seat.
How's he out there? I can't get over that.
It's an interesting point.
So Bolter's legally blind.
Yeah, you can't see.
So he can't see. He hasn't had the glasses done. He's just going to wait a few more years until his footy's finished. Is that right, Jay-Z?
That's correct, Brian. He can't read the lettering on the ball from 10 metres away.
No, come on. He would have had them done by now. Surely. He wouldn't be still out there playing blind, Florent. Jay-Z always looking to put a little bit of money. Might have just dropped off to a one-plus glass. A linking handball over the top, and here they go. Past Bolter, who's wandering aimlessly again. Little handball comes and kick comes to McLean. Lloyd in the shade of the stand on the northern side of the ground, and I see the runner taking a vision impairment cane out to Bolter. And he's going to be requiring that as Lloyd.
Tigers just the two behind.
Bolter's gone to the bench, just reading his messages in braille down there at the moment.
In the middle we go.
Looks lost.
Yep. Good quarter of football for Sydney. Richmond in real trouble. Prestia, hamstring. Noah Bolter can't see.
How will Bolter go on the mark here?
Putting hands up and hopefully he'll make contact with the footy there. I believe he requested a bell in the ball at quarter time. There's an opportunity now at ground level. I think that's Fred Hollows down there on the boundary, just checking out the eyes of Noah Bolter down there. Hello to Fred and fantastic work. That he's doing restoring, and he's got a 2100 case here rather than a 2020 vision. He's the Coke bottle style. Get there through for a behind in the end. No, it's kept alive. The Tigers, Noah Bolter's kept it alive. Oh. He didn't know where the ball went. He was looking for the ball. He couldn't find it. He thought it went in the ground. It was still on the ground. And then the mate said, dive north, 12 degrees. And he got it just in time, ball up. Just received a telegram, JB, from Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles and Helen Keller.
Yep.
Just sending their best wishes to Noah.
Yep, that's it. Hard work playing this game when you can't see.
As soon as he let go of the leather, he didn't know where it was. He looked back, forward, north, east, west, south, couldn't find it. But in the end, Baker's mocked up and now he can't get up. Doesn't know which way's up, Bolter.
Oh, my God. Now, is there any truth to this?
I think he got up in front of the club at a function and said he's going to have eye surgery at the end of the year, but I think he can see his teammates, right. Limo. I think BT took it one step too far.
Do you think he took it one step too far?
Well, at one stage you yelled out, you know, the famous, there's a pig on the SCG.
Yes, yes.
At one stage he ripped out, there's a dog on the MCG. No. It's a guide dog, and it's next to Noah Bolter.
Oh, my God.
It was entertaining anyway, because that game was done and dusted. Sydney smacked them. So.
I do have one more thing. Commentators here amongst us today, which is you lot, the halfback flanker for Hawthorn was being described by the Channel 7 commentary team as CJ Jarth. Now, is that how you guys say his name?
Jeff.
But do you say CJ Jarth?
I just say Jaff because it's super hard to pronounce.
Because the J in CJ stands for Jarth. It's like saying ATM machine.
Yeah.
But they're saying CJ because no one knows how to pronounce his first name.
And how's his first name go?
Well, it's Changuth, but no one's bothered to spend 3 seconds to try and say his first name, so they just throw CJ.
Go on,
Jarth.
Call him. He's got the ball across halfback.
He's very good with names.
Changuth Jarth has it across the halfback flank for Hawthorn. Not CJ Jarth, you peanuts. Spend 3 minutes trying to learn how to say his name.
Oh, good stuff, boys. We'll wrap it up. We'll see you next week. This is The Bump.